It's time now for WBUR's Remembrance Project, our weekly look at the extraordinary lives of ordinary people in our community. This morning, writer Alyssa Eli recalls how a woman with an international spirit maintained a lifelong relationship formed in Cambridge.
Emily Ruddock met Emily Darlington Howland, who called herself Darlington, in kindergarten.
Well, we actually met in story hour. And I don't remember this, but Darlington's mother remembers that we both went for the same name tag. And so it was the battle of the Emilys at that point when we were younger.
Emily Darlington was a fearless Jungle Gym summiter and a fearless social being. In elementary school on snow days, the two Emilys conned their mothers together into buying them TV dinners. In middle school, they lip-synced concerts for their tolerant families. In ninth grade, they began annual Switch Week, where each moved into the other's household. Darlington was free-spirited and detail-oriented. She graduated from childhood play into sophisticated forms of imagination, organizing lavish events around the world for YouTube and Google after moving to London without knowing anyone. But even over distance, the Emilys continued to grow together.
So when I got married in 2013, she was one of my bridesmaids. I turned to her when a couple of months before the event, and I said, I'm going to need you to be the event manager at this event. She said, of course. And so when the caterer informed her they'd run out of bourbon, she authorized them to go get more because the party was still going.
Darlington was an internationalist, sending Valentines around the world to a growing extended community. Social invitations most of us would politely beg off were welcomed with delight. She flew to a wedding in Brazil, a baptism in Greece. Yet she was also fearless about adventuring alone. Once she rode the Trans-Siberian Railway its entire length because she felt she needed to see it, though she didn't speak a word of Russian.
I think that was another place that was an obstacle that she muscled her way through. I think there was a lot of pointing involved.
Countries apart, the Emilys continued to grow together.
She's the third person that knew I was going to have my daughter, and she cried, and she exclaimed, "Oh, Emily, there's going to be a new member of our family."
When the new member arrived, it went without saying. Darlington became godmother.
Our friendship is one of luck, but it is also one of extreme perseverance. And those kind of love relationships are incredibly unique.
Theirs began with two kindergartners diving for the same name tag. There are so many paths to love.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Emily Darlington Howard, who died in April at the age of 36 in her home in Cambridge. To suggest someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.